AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Ukraine's counterintelligence service says it's detained a man suspected of directing a Russian missile strike on a restaurant in Kramatorsk that killed at least 11 and wounded more than 60. Charles Deledesma has more.
Ukraine's security service writes in a Telegram post, the man filmed the restaurant for the Russians and informed them about its popularity, but officials have not provided any evidence for this claim. Russia has insisted during the war that it doesn't aim at civilian targets. I'm Charles Deledesma.
At the Council on Foreign Relations, Secretary of State Antony Blinken discussed the turmoil in Moscow following the revolt of the Wagner mercenary group.
This is a moving picture, and I don't think we've seen the last act. And I think we have to have a certain amount of humility in any predictions we make about where this is going.
President Biden is talking up economic progress on his watch, but a poll suggests it could be a hard sell.
The president calls it Bidenomics, building an economy from the middle up and the bottom out.
Bidenomics is about the future.
The past was trickle-down economics. GOP policies, he says, failed the middle class and America.
Good for big business, bad for everybody else.
But while the president laid out his vision in Chicago with the economy as a foundation of his re-election bid, a new AP NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll found just a third of American adults approve of his economic leadership. Even as the economy steadily improved over the past year, the president's approval ratings have barely budged, and many Democrats are unenthused about his handling of the economy. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Federal judges in Kentucky and Tennessee have blocked bans on gender-affirming care for transgender youth. The rulings coming just days before the statutes were to go into effect. This is AP News. The White House says President Biden has started using a CPAP machine. Ed Donahue explains.
CPAP is a continuous positive airways pressure machine. It's used to help with sleep apnea. The White House announcement comes after indents from the CPAP mask were visible on the president's face. President Biden disclosed in 2008 he had a history with sleep apnea. It's a common condition, but can be serious. Breathing can stop and start during the night. A CPAP machine is motorized and pumps air through a mask to open a sleeper's airways. The American Medical Association says roughly 30 million people in the U.S. are thought to have sleep apnea, but only about 6 million are diagnosed with it. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And hundreds of thousands of Muslim pilgrims are braving intense heat in Saudi Arabia to perform the symbolic stoning of the devil during the Hajj. Morning temperatures were more than 107 degrees Fahrenheit. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.